From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, August 26th at 8:56. We have Todd Gleason on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. It's a great start to the week. A Monday morning, futures are mostly lower for the day. We'll get to those numbers in just a second. They were reacting, in, at least in the overnight trade, though mostly this has now been dismissed, to last week's Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour, which we followed closely. Just to recap some of those numbers, the crop tour, by the end of the week, when they put all of the numbers that they put together and averaged them out for a national yield, came up with nearly a 15 billion bushel total corn crop in the United States, with an average yield of 181.1 bushels to the acre. USDA currently at 183.1 in September. Of course, that figure will be updated. Here's the important part of those figures that come from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, like the USDA numbers. There is a range, and that range is from 182.9 on the top side, the 181.1 as their actual national yield, and a bottom at 179.3. For soybeans, the yield at 54.9 is a big number. That compares to the USDA's average yield of 53.2. They're looking for about a 4.74 billion bushel corn crop. The range again there from 56 bushels on the top side, Pro Farmer at 54.9, and then on the bottom at 53.8. USDA's number is actually below that, currently at 53.2. Some other figures from that Pro Farmer Crop Tour: they put Illinois' crop at 220 bushels to the acre. USDA has it at 225. Iowa at 212. USDA has it at 209. And Indiana at 210. USDA has that corn crop at 207. On the Chicago Board of Trade, at the CME Group, September corn today down 4.25 cents at 363.5. December at 387.25. 3.75 lower. The March at 406, down 3.5. November beans at 969.25, down 3.75. January down 3.75 at 987. Bean meal $1.10 lower. The bean oil 17 cents higher. Wheat futures in the December, that's a soft red, down 3.25 at 524.75, and the hard red December at 533.25, down 1.25 cents for the day. Live cattle futures about $1.50 higher in the October at $177.20. Feeders at 236.10, up $1.72.5, and lean hogs at $80.22.5, 32.5 cents higher. One other thing, I'd like you to visit our website at willag.org. Near the top of the page now, you'll find a place where you can sign up for an upcoming September, starting next week, in fact, series called the Illinois Conservation Series. This is in cooperation between University of Illinois Extension and the Isaac Walton League, where owners of farmland in Christian, Macon, Moultrie, Piatt, and Shelby counties are invited to a series of free events to learn about implementing beneficial conservation practices alongside their tenant farmers. More details are on our website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. For the Illinois Landowners Conservation Series, you'll need to RSVP today. Now, back to you, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Todd. Have a wonderful rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.